Today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Try to get along with others. Have you ever run into people that are most difficult to get along with? Have you ever run across people that you actually on purpose try to avoid? Have you ever received a phone call from an individual and decided not to answer because you did not want to be bothered with them? Well, guess what? You are going to run into them this week also. You will continue to run across individuals like this until you pass the test of trying to get along with others. These people come across your path to teach you something about yourself. These people will intersect your life to assist you with examining yourself. These people are part of God's plan to get you across the finish line. Each day as you stretch and lean to win the race that has been set before you, these individuals will be a challenge to your efforts to fight the good fight of faith. Without them, you would not know you had what you said you have. How would you be sure without a test? Just as the teacher in a class gives pop quizzes and tests, life also has a few tests for you and I. The question is, have we studied to show ourselves approved? This week will test your faith and your ability to consider your conduct when interacting with others who are difficult to get along with. These tests will reveal things about you. These tests will show you the things you need to pray about concerning your walk with Christ. In Romans chapter 12, verse 18, we are admonished, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. This includes those who get on your nerves. This includes those you try to avoid. This includes those who you do not like. Yes, I said, whom you do not like. We may not like their ways, but we should, by the grace of God and the power of His Holy Spirit, learn to love them. Remember, it's a test we must pass. As you go through today, encourage yourself by bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Remember, you are a good tree that bears good fruit. This week will challenge you to remember you have taken off the old man and put on the new man who has a new attitude, a new way of thinking, a new purpose, a new way of thinking, and a new reason to live the greatest life during the greatest moment of the greatest day. Remember today, you were created to love. You are in the arena of life to do the greatest work, the work of loving as God loves. Remember, you are the I am of who He is. Just a few words to remind and encourage you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.